We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. Rideshare drivers rallied outside the Illinois State Capitol yesterday to ask for support on a bill that would give drivers the right to unionize. Since early 2019, rideshare drivers in Illinois have pushed for the right to unionize. In June 2025, the Illinois Drivers Alliance announced its intention to work with lawmakers to file legislation for drivers. The Illinois Drivers Alliance led the effort yesterday and is backed by International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Local 70 and Service Employees International Union Local 1, two unions that represent thousands of workers throughout the Midwest. Terry C. Valentine, an Illinois Uber driver, wrote to the Illinois Drivers Alliance website, quote, "I think that everyone should have the right of passage to receive decent pay that gives them the ability to procure a quality lifestyle as an Uber driver," end quote. Though the bill has not been filed as of yesterday, the effort has gained support from people within the Illinois Capitol. According to Representative Yolanda Morris, a Chicago Democrat who's aiming to sponsor the bill, quote, "The 8-hour workday, the overtime pay, the health care, the safety on the job, all of it came from the right to unionize. Today, we are here for Uber drivers," end quote. In university news, the former site of University Place Christian Church has been the subject of local attention recently with the new student housing taking over. Located at 401 South Wright Street, the church has since been demolished after Fairlawn Real Estate bought it out for nearly $4 million last October. Former congregant Leslie Colbert Baker filed an application to designate the church building as a local landmark in an attempt to prevent its demolition, but her request was denied by city council. With its last service taking place in September, University Place Christian Church now meets in the University YMCA. In the place of the church, a new student housing development, known as Mosaic, is currently under construction, estimated to be finalized in August of 2027. Named after the first web browser developed at the university, the 238-unit building will hold enough space for 371 beds, an outdoor terrace, fitness center, sky lounge, courtyard, and on-site management. The property will be managed by Smile Student Living, Fairlawn's student housing affiliate. According to building permits filed within the city, construction costs for the 5-story building are estimated to be over $30 million. Moving off campus, Blue Ethiopian Cuisine and Cafe, downtown Champaign's first Ethiopian restaurant, will have its grand opening Saturday. This comes after the restaurant had a successful soft opening for friends and family Saturday, January 17th. The new restaurant and coffee shop will bring a menu of Ethiopian cuisine and coffee to a historic downtown location. Before Blue Ethiopian Cuisine, the space was occupied by Farron's Pub. According to the restaurant's website, Blue Ethiopian Cuisine and Cafe is, quote, "dedicated to providing an authentic dining experience that transports you to the highlands of Ethiopia," end quote. And closing out with university sports, the Illinois men's and women's track and field teams will compete at the Armory for the Fighting Illini Challenge and combined events from today to Saturday. The Illini come off a successful meet at Hoosier Horsepower Classic in Indianapolis, including a top 10 mark in the nation by freshman high jumper Kennedy Okansi in his debut. There will also be 5 athletes making their debut in the combined events as well. The first half of the men's heptathlon begins today at noon and will resume the following day at noon. The women's pentathlon will begin tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Special events will take place during the meet, including International and Field Trip Day tomorrow and a performance from the Tom Grassman Band on Saturday. The meet will broadcast on Runner Space. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Abby Tim, Faith Routley, Grace Avila, and Vinnie Maximbull. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.